Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
How are you? It's your old pal, Cousin Zach. Welcome you to another Monday morning here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo on the Gas Digital Network. It's going to be a fun day. I am dealing with an armpit thing. That's right, a thing. I think I need to switch brands of deodorant because my underarms are what I can only describe as angry.
Are they red? Itchy, rashy.
Yeah, very painful and an odd stink.
You are most likely having an allergic reaction to the aluminum in your deodorant. What brand do you use right now?
I switched from like the green gel type one to a white creamy boy.
Yeah, I bet that's the problem. You need a deodorant that doesn't have aluminum.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that because it's really dampering my day.
This might not be cool, but I think you should maybe see a dermatologist and see if you can get an ointment to expedite the
Well, I remember my college roommate Matt got it really bad in one of his underarms. Through the whole, like, where from, like, his entire bicep underside.
Oh yeah.
And it stunk. Like, it's like if he took his shirt off in the room, the room stunk. Really? So it's not like that.
Your underarms are so sensitive.
It's very, it's a real fucking pain. I gotta make a switcheroo.
It's not gonna sound like organic deodorants or, you know, you have to apply them more often.
I think I gotta use lady deodorant sometimes.
I mean, yeah, there's like...
Treat yourself.
I mean, it's still like a fucking product. They just try to gender it. Don't listen to these big corporations trying to gender their products, dude. I wear women's panties, dude.
Well, that's for comfort.
Well, also for beauty, confidence.
Yeah,
if I have
course.
If I have a big job interview, you know I'm wearing
silkies.
My Hanes. Yeah,
my beautiful under these slacks.
Yeah. Oh well, man, I feel I could take on the world.
Across
spanks.
The table from me are two very, very funny gentlemen from the Super Selly Joes. It is our good friend.
Oh God.
Joe Gorman!
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me back, Zach. Thank you for letting me give you medical advice, too. I am a licensed doctor.
Thank you, I appreciate that
for
greatly.
Real?
And I need it. Lord love a duck.
I don't know.
Also across the table from me, sorry, fixing my hair because I was in a cab, and my hair's getting a little too long for the car. I gotta cut it. From the Modern Apes podcast.
Jesus, what a rat-looking, homo-repressed mama's boy.
It's Tristan Bowling.
Damn. All right, I'll take it. I like that I have a drop. But what's up, guys? Mushy Mush.
How you doing,
excited
dude?
Excited to see you. Dude,
looking good with the new trim, buddy.
Yeah, either I get I look clean or Aryan.
Ooh.
So, I mean, those things go hand in hand for
they
me.
They do. They do. I've been wearing a lot of boots recently.
Yes.
No, it's been good. As much as you have an armpit thing, I have a congestion thing right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You need a neti pot. Oh. Damn, dude. Call into the hotline.
Dr. Joe.
Let me fucking...
Dr. Gorman's on the case.
Yeah. It's the seasonal allergies you get from the pollen.
Yeah.
I would say take a nice neti pot. That's good. It's It's that you boil, you take filtered water, you boil it to make it sanitary, then let it cool down to about room temperature. You can add like a saline salt to it. And there's a neti pot, and it just kind of drains your sinuses and then helps get any pollen that's stuck in there out.
Okay, yeah. Well, I really mean this respectfully. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I understand.
Because
dude,
that is so
weird.
Many steps.
Yeah.
And I will take just as many Benadryl to kill a horse.
Nice.
And hopefully it'll get the allergies out of the way. Or what? Yeah. What's the allergy one? Is it Benadryl?
Benadryl works. And then just take like a hot shower and then just like...
Yeah.
Know. Is Zyrtec?
Is that one?
It might be. You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to do the candle thing the Asian people do.
Oh, yeah.
Years.
Oh, that looks so fun.
I want to do
that. Shannon, can you bring that up? Yeah. I want because I took my chick for massages.
And
they had it as an option, and I really wanted to do it, but I'm afraid of what's going to be in there.
No, my girl and I went to Chinatown. We got facials, and then before that, we got like a massage at one of the places, and like $20. They'll like rub your feet for a good half hour.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think ours was 50 each.
Yeah.
And we got a 20 minute back rub, 20 minute foot rub.
Nice. Yeah.
When it comes to ear cleaning, I'm a big fan of the little tool that you go in there and it has like the little camera attached to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can dig it out.
Yeah.
Bird bee.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Damn, man.
Those videos are awesome, but the best ones are from India because there's just like a whole cockroach in your ear.
Right.
And you've been there. Which is insane to me.
They have like the earwax extraction ones where they're like, oh, we had to give this guy medication for like a couple weeks. And then,
show it to us, Shannon.
I'm really afraid a fireball is going to go into my earlobe.
It's not going to. Also, you're supposed to sit and relax and enjoy is what it says. So relax.
sounds like a good
fun. I'm going to skip through a little bit.
I can't tell if it's
play it in
or
like
not.
3x speed. But apparently it's like the heat and the suction of the burning helps extract the wax.
Yeah, because I get worried because if I like swim or stuff, usually sometimes I get like an ear infection. So I get there, but that because it's dry, I think I would want
to
do it.
I had ear infections like crazy as a kid. Like I was worried I was going to have like a hearing aid or something later in life just because like the volume of it.
Wait, so that's like, all the gunk?
Well, like, but it's
ear gunk.
It's like also like, but how much is that is like ear gunk and how much
you're
is like just like wax
from the candle?
From the candle.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I got a fucking...
I feel more comfortable if it was like a white man doing the extractions.
Okay.
You know, like I don't want some like minority getting near my fucking sensitive ears, dude.
Using that candle to just suck out. Your memories.
What if they fucking say, like, they fucking light the candle and then they say, like, free Palestine and light me on fire symbolically, dude?
You just hear a fuse.
Yeah.
Start going. Just being like, hey, who'd you vote for?
Yeah.
Where do you stay?
That's
on this
been whole my. That's my neighborhood every weekend is the fucking. They protest on my block.
Hmm.
My chick came home yesterday. She's like, hey, just so you know. They're gonna have free Palestine in a few hours because there's a cop on every corner.
Oh damn, yeah!
And they just go fucking hot. They go nuts for hours.
Oh yeah!
Right out the way. It used to be Spanish music.
Oh yeah.
Now
oh,
it yeah. is Palestinian protests.
That's
damn. Nonstop. And I'll tell you, miserable Zach this weekend. My power went out for like 4 hours in the middle of the day, hot as balls.
Yeah. Awful.
With protesting outside.
There was nowhere to go.
It was like I was living the beginning of The Exorcist. It was terrible.
That's fucking awful, dude.
That's like the start of like apocalypse movies where just everything's going wrong.
Yeah, and then after like 3 hours of no power, my super comes up and goes, okay, power back. And we're like, asked him. He's like, whoa.
God.
No answer, no English, nothing.
He knows power back, though.
Kind of. He didn't know Tuesday yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I had to show him on a calendar what Tuesday was.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Those are the language barriers that I like, where I have to like go into like remedial shapes and stuff like that, where I'm like talking to like a child or a parent.
I miss my old super who was just hammered all the time.
That's got to be fun. I think that's my super now because like we have so, I don't know who's doing it, but I'll be going out to throw recyclings out and there's easily a 30 rack of Coors in there. I'm like, I want to be up in your apartment, boss. That seems like such a fun time.
Yeah, my old place was on top of a bodega. And my super would come and be like, I need to go get a tool. I'm like, okay. And then disappear for 4 hours. And one day we went to go downstairs to get sandwiches. And he was just sitting in the bodega drinking a tall boy.
Nice.
He wasn't doing shit. And yeah, he used to have a little helper guy who was always hammered. And one day he showed up without him. And my roommate goes, where's your friend? He goes, oh, he'd die.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn,
that's
dude.
Old school, baby.
Shout out Sammy. Sammy was the best. Old Dominican.
Nice.
As old as Dominican gets. No socks ever.
That's fucking tight. His shoes got to smell wild.
Yeah, dusty as fuck. Son was real nice. Son was a little older than me, and he was down. He usually had my back because I used to have a lot of fights with the neighbors.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Indian people hated my guts.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I can't imagine being my downstairs neighbor.
I thought you were just saying I can't imagine being Indian.
Yeah, also.
All that tech support that you have to do.
I can't, Jesus Christ. The sandals all the time?
Yeah.
I want a closed-toed shoe, but not in that culture.
Constantly sexually assaulting women on overcrowded buses.
Well,
taking a shit on the street, dude.
I think they're stealing our culture with that. I feel like I can start.
We invented Bang Bus. They perfected it.
Yeah, they brought it to the people, you see. No, it used to be a private organization out in Miami, very high class. I remember seeing those Bang Bus videos and being like, man, I wish I was there on the side of the road. I'm like, there's no way I could get hard for this lady.
There's no way on God's green earth I could perform in that situation.
Yeah.
Also, did you see, it was up on WorldStar, there's a video of two thick mamas in a Bang Bus sitch. Trying to get a UPS guy to fuck them.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he holds strong. Damn. And it's like, I got to deliver these packages.
He's got a route, dude.
Dude, he would not. He fucking didn't. There was a point where he wouldn't even turn his head.
Damn.
Because he was like, this is on film. I'm in my uniform. I'm in the truck.
That makes. Yeah.
Yeah.
This will cost me my job.
Yeah. I got kids to feed, man.
Oh, he had. Dude, this guy had his priorities straight. I was very. Damn. It was. And he was a. Proud black man. Yes,
here we go.
Please.
Oh, sorry. Oh, damn it.
It's okay, Shannon. Hey, no pressure, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh my gosh, this is a big guy. Hi, how are you? Are you busy right now? Because we have two girls on the bus today and we were wondering if you were free and wanted to come have some fun with us.
Hell yeah, dude.
Are you sure? Package.
That's literally me after every set where the woman's like, have sex with me, and I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
No, I gotta deliver these boxes.
I gotta go
work at UPS. Yeah,
I gotta go work. I gotta go clock in.
Yeah. I gotta go hang with Antoine and be like, dude, the same thing happened to me.
Dude, you have no idea. There was a UPS in Secaucus growing up, but it was way down, like on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And I think every black guy within 30 miles worked at UPS. Damn. And we used to call it the Black Mile because just one. It was, but there was no bus stop in front of UPS.
Oh shit!
So there was just, it was County Ave in Secaucus, and we called it the Black Mile because all the black guys in town walked it every day to work at UPS.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, dude. FedEx needs to compete. They need to have a video of like their drivers straight up fucking women. We're like, we're FedEx. We ain't queer. We'll fucking do it. We'll deliver your package and fuck a chick, dude.
Yeah, there's an arrow between the E and the X. What of it?
Yeah,
I'll fucking kill you.
Dude. That ain't no arrow, brother. Yeah, that's a dick.
That's FedEx. A hard cock.
Yeah.
We'll deliver your package and fuck your butt.
Yeah. Hit that. Hit it from the back like FedEx.
You want some
FedEx?
Let me see that FedEx, baby.
Yeah. You want some incel UPS driver delivering your switch? Fuck no. You want to do that fox dropping your stuff
off.
Yeah,
this guy just came hard before he got here, dude. And he's got sandwiches and mini cooler because his wife knows that he works hard.
Hell yeah.
That's beautiful, dude. Honestly, FedEx, you left some shit on the table. Either that or U.S. Mail, just being like a dude just pulling individual papers out of a girl's pussy. Just be like, we're going to overnight it.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music, Jorge and Mr. Bowling. What do you want people to check out?
You can check out my podcast, Modern Apes, out there on YouTube World. Go to my Instagram, Tristan is Comedian. Oh, yeah, it says it right down there. Look at that. Go right there. And, June 20th, I'm going to be in Arizona doing my own show with my buddy Peter James Fowler. So if you're in AZ, go to Chandler, go to Mic Drop Mania, and we'll kiss, dude.
Excellent. Very nice blonde boobies in the chat right now. Nice. Mr. Gorman?
Oh, my God. Well, you can follow me on all social medias at Joe W. Gorman. It's right there. That's my handle on all platforms. I'm also on Xbox and PlayStation if you want to play with me. I'm down with that. I also have my weekly podcast that I do with Alex Tomaselli. It's called Super Selly Joes. Please subscribe on YouTube. We're dangerously close to 100 subscribers. It might change the course of history, man. Aside from that, just follow me on Instagram. I got some shows coming up, maybe. Let me know where you want me to perform.
Fantastic. If you want to see me live, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico. You can also see me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. If you're listening live, I'm at Grizzly Pear Midtown tonight at 7.
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome. And if you love the show, and we know you do, go over to GasDigital.com today. Use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get yourself $1.50 off a month of your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite podcasts from over the years, as well as get access to the live chat, where people are posting lots of naked ladies right now. So thank you.
Hell yeah.
Very, very much for that. And I'm sorry, Shannon, had I known it was your birthday, I would have planned something. But also, it's kind of nice that we don't have to do birthday shit anymore, right?
Yep, totally fine. I'll take the happy birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday. We love you very much. You're very talented. You're very kind. And you're a wonderful person. And I'm glad you're in all of our lives. Thank you very much.
Thanks, let's put some anal porn in the chat for Shannon for her birthday. Everybody.
Happy 29th, Shannon.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, Shannon.
Shannon's good 14 today.
We wish.
Yeah.
Because then there'd be four of them.
Yeah. Oh!
Hey guys, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't do Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you currently use Kratom for one of its many benefits, there's only one place in the world to get it, and that's YoKratom.com. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely even know what's in there, when YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom, an entire kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. So give them a check out today, okay? YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's keep it moving. All right. I got a fun one for you. The new model just dropped.
Mm-hmm. The new model.
The new system update just dropped.
What is that? What do you mean?
Former top girl, Livy Dunn. Maybe the most beautiful woman walking the earth. Well, Livy Dunn's sister just turned 18. And how did she celebrate? Dropping an OnlyFans.
Oh, damn.
Shannon, if you want to look it up for us,
roll that beautiful bean footage.
Shannon, I don't know how to monthly give you money for this, but just go ahead and buy that OnlyFans and I'll reimburse you.
So I believe it's a freebie.
Freebie, you say?
And she will start dropping content, but I believe she is getting people to sign up now.
So I have her Instagram real quick, just so you can get an idea of what she looks like.
Damn, that's crazy. That was a girl that was in high school during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Maybe even middle school. Yikes.
So that's her and her sister.
And apparently the sister is none too pleased.
Oh, no.
I can imagine, yeah.
They should pillow fight.
Because that was...
They just punch each other in the tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Livy Dunn, I mean, I would hate to be like the guy who's like, I can never fuck her, so that's why I make fun of her, which is obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I saw the Sports Illustrated where she did a split, and she kind of has a mannish torso.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. You mean a beautiful torso.
A touch mannish. Nice. I feel like...
I think there's nothing wrong. I mean, obviously, this girl, I gotta tell you, I'm starting to feel like a dirty old man.
Isn't
she looks
cool?
Too young to me.
Isn't that awesome, though, when that is like, damn,
She looks too young. That's a child.
Why don't you come to my retirement home? I'll tell you about dial-up internet and VHS.
Dude, this might be me finally growing up.
Isn't that wild?
I am 37 goddamn years old, and that is a little kid to me.
You look at like fucking MILF stars now, and like they're born like 1990 and shit.
Oh, it hurts.
It's like, whoa,
born in 2003. Yeah, you're like,
there's post 9/11 MILFs.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy.
It's wild.
I mean, I know some.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, people in where I grew up started having kids right out of high school. So, like, there's a couple, like, my buddy, who I play games with sometimes, he has, like, two active children both in school.
Damn. Isn't that crazy, like, when you're gaming with somebody and you hear, like, their kids in the fucking background? And, like, it's like you never thought you'd see your dad being, like, a video gamer with his fucking friends. It's wild.
Especially because we play Armor Reforger, there's like this map that you can download and get mods for where it's like Vietnam versus Americans. and like you immediately join the VI side, and then you're just like, just being like, "Gee, I go down. Gee,
oh,
I die."
Just full Charlie.
Oh yeah, full Charlie in the trees. Just be like, "Join round die. We get him."
Yeah. I mean, these boots are made for walking. I mean, yeah. I'd be trying to bilk dudes for money and sucking their dicks.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how I play.
Dude, that you play with your mind.
Yeah,
dude. Everyone sending out punji traps.
I can't imagine my dad playing video. Like, yeah. It would be fucking crazy to imagine. Now, my dad was very anti video. Now, did he play Free Cell and Solitaire right. on the computer for 8 hours a day so he didn't have to talk to my mother? Yes.
That's a gentleman's game.
And yes. It's different yeah. with it's like, well, I spent no. This is like a tool that I'm using. I just happen to be improving my skills with like using a mouse playing solitaire and stuff. Like, they'll have those little justifications.
Oh, dude, I remember the saddest little this is a sad little Zach story.
Uh-oh.
So my parents take me down the shore and my dad played the centipede machine like an hour. He was into it, right?
Yeah.
So that year for Christmas, I had PS2, so I bought my dad Centipede. It was like a Atari collection.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
And my dad just opens it on Christmas morning and goes, "You got me a video game? I guess you got yourself a Christmas present," and threw it.
Damn.
And it's broken my heart ever since. It was such little Zach being like, "I want you to play with me.
Connect with me, for the love of God."
But nope. None of it. My dad only realized within the last year or two that I hate fishing.
Damn.
Really?
Because I talked about it on a podcast. And he's like, I thought we were having fun.
My dad felt the way about like Little League and catch and stuff. Like, I never wanted to play sports, but he was always like, "You're going to have a great time." And like, it's like, well, there goes my fucking summer.
Dude, my dad told me once that fucking high school is the best 4 years of your life. Enjoy it.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's like, get out of
here. Maybe your best 4 years.
Yeah, that's why my dad had to get sober when he turned 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're having fun in fucking high school.
You were having fun. I was busy doing shit.
Yeah.
Worrying about your fucking future. Like, oh, God, I got to take tests and shit. Like, worrying about all that shit that really is just so inconsequential in the long run.
What did your parents make you do, like, any, like, stuff that you fucking hated and they thought was... My parents used to drive to Pennsylvania Dutch Country on Sundays, which was, like, a fucking hike.
Ugh.
And so my mom could, like, look at trinkets.
Yeah, yeah, like trinkets, and like they have like model trains and shit up there.
Yeah, just
like,
dog shit.
Yeah.
The most, nothing a little kid would have any interest in.
Right.
No, I was like, I mean, it sucks because I'm like, I cannot relate at all. Like, my dad made video games when
Fuck.
I grew up. So, like,
cool dad.
I know. Damn. So, I feel bad here. Just be like, "What? Walk up both hills. He fucking kicked me in the dick, said this video game's for sinners." And I'm like, my dad bought me Halo 3, and Fuck. It was the best day of my life.
My dad invented a game, too.
Yeah.
It was, "How red can I make your ass with my belt?"
Yeah.
And he was like, a
"You do not want to see the sequel because there's no belt."
Yeah.
They lose the belt in the sequel and it gets Wally.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad would do that crack the belt fucking thing.
Oh,
you ever do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Happy Father's Day, right? He would be like,
"Yeah,
like,
I would get that one."
It's like, damn, dude, why do you need to intimidate a little kid that you tower over?
It's nuts to get like a belt for your dad for Father's Day and then basically handing him the weapon of you getting your ass handed.
It's like forging a sword for him.
Right.
Yeah, I know. For you to strike me down. No, but like my dad, he spanked me one time and then like, I think we both looked at each other and we're like,
"This is gay.
We're above this." Yeah. You
damn,
know?
It literally hurt him more than it hurt you.
I know. You just like smacked me on the ass and I'm just like, "What are we doing here? Come on, pal."
I told it on Story Wars, but when I was a little kid, I was running through the house of my underwear and my dad had to kick me in the ass and his big toe went up my butt.
Damn.
That's
like full,
crazy.
Full. I don't think we could have done it again with practice. But it was, he went to kick me in the ass. I run through the house, tighty whities, goes kick me in the ass, and his big welder toe just breaches, fully breaches my boy ass.
Was it clipped? Nail clipped?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't a typical dad nail.
Dude, I was about to say, I'm like.
Breach, I mean, it was clean on the way in.
Oh, God.
Breaches fully, and there's a point in time and space where all four of my limbs are out.
Yeah.
So, like, my arms are like, "Ah!" And my legs are not on the floor.
Yeah.
And I am fully suspended by my boy ass.
Hell yeah.
On a man's foot. It looked like he was spinning a basketball.
Yeah.
Dude, a Globetrotters called him the next fucking day.
Dude, and I just fucking, I cried like a fucking bitch. I was on the floor crying, and then I remember my dad in the next room go to my mom, at least we know he's not a fag. Gotcha.
Yeah. Uno, reverse card. I was crying because I just realized I was something I'm not.
Never been a butt stuff guy.
I can't.
In and around the butt, maybe.
I don't.
I like a little, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
But not anything in.
Girls are kind of weird with buttholes because they want to see them. Like, yeah. If you're dating someone, they'll try to, like, spread a cheek and catch a eye, like, a fucking winking eye at it.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's never good, man. My butthole has never been in pristine condition. Like, my girlfriend's gay friend recently told her that, like, he got his asshole and balls waxed. And he's like, it was the most painful thing, but I look so good. I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm just like, you're out of your fucking mind.
It's different for a gay guy, though. Because, like, an asshole for a gay man is like a pussy, and you want, like, a nice, pristine, boy-like in appearance.
Yeah. I've seen more, like, attractive, like, horse vaginas than, like, a man's ass.
Yeah?
It's always hairy. It's always not good.
You got it. Well, have you only looked at, like...
That's why you need, like... Straight up, like, power bottom gay dude.
I need a...
Who like, they consider their diet.
Yeah, just be sure you go on an incognito window or your algorithm's going to be fucked.
Oh, no. It's already all femboys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know what I'm Googling besides penis-made women. Yeah. It's all I want to see.
Have I told you about the sea salt scrub?
No.
No.
So I read an article, and in my... mistake. I realized way too late that this article was a commercial.
Oh, damn. Mm.
And it was a review of a salt scrub for your behind, and it was for gay guy, and it was, the guy's like, my boyfriend says my asshole's never tasted better.
Oh, yeah.
It's so clean, it's great. So, dumb me looks at it, and it's like $75. Damn. So I go, I'm just gonna buy regular sea salt scrub on Amazon for like $8. Well, that's not made for your butt.
Damn.
And I learned hard and fast, once I put all that rock salt up my ass, that it burns, and it ended with me scooching in the bathtub.
Oh, you're doing a little dog scrub?
I literally had one hand under my balls trying to cup water and shove it up my ass. I was like, ooh, ah!
Dude, you're the Morton's girl. A little salt churl coming out of your ass. Dude, that is a bad... I think you basically took that, like, lava hand soap that, like, people use doing, like, fucking car work, and you put that directly on your asshole. Which, I mean, commends to you. That's kind of impressive.
Now, when you say the lava soap, do you mean the... Because, what was it? Oh, fuck. I think it had an X in it. The one in my dad's shop was in, like, a milk carton. And it was an orange sand.
Yeah, it is orange sandy soap thing that you put on and lather, and it just connects.
And it's like
all
takes everything off.
Yeah, you'll take off your fucking wedding ring, dude. Yeah. It's crazy.
What's that called? I want to call it like box.
Wasn't it? I thought like one was called like hot lava or something.
Lava soap's a little different. No. Lava soap, I feel, is like a liquid with grit. No, you're right. You're right, buddy.
Is it the lava? Is that it?
I mean, that's not the one.
That's
we
the
had.
One I used as a kid.
Yeah, that's the one my dad had.
Yeah,
when he would work out in the garage.
And it's like a really tough fucking.
Yeah, it was definitely a similar product.
Yeah.
Ours was just like, it was a milk carton full of powder.
Oh damn!
Damn.
So you got the raw product.
Yeah.
Mix it with water.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, let's move on. All right, let's keep it light. 13th woman found dead in New England woods.
The number's even spooky.
Number one, the body count is always bigger.
Fears mount as locals say a serial killer is targeting women across multiple states.
Uh-oh.
Was that before or after? He sliced and diced.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
It's Jack the Ripper, he is.
Shannon, tell us about it.
Whoa, he's killing all the black women, he is.
Do you want me to tell you or do you want me just to play this?
Tell us a little and then play it.
Okay, so we did talk about this recently when the body parts were found very close to Taylor Swift's home in Rhode Island.
Oh, no.
So this is now the 13th of these bodies. Cops are not saying that they're connecting. Like, they're saying there's not evidence that show that these all happen kind of in the same way. This most recent girl, they said that there was no sign of, like, they can't tell yet how she died, Other ones have been dismembered. Some were strangled. So we don't exactly know what's happening yet.
Ooh, damn. All right. Well, let's see some news, Shannon.
Shows the importance of safety words.
Am I the only one that didn't know New England is facing a string of mysterious deaths? That's 13 unexplained cases since March. Why isn't this a bigger deal? On June 1st, 21-year-old Adriana Suazo's body was found in a wooded area just south of Boston. No obvious signs of trauma, and the cause of death is still unknown.
This is going to be an HBO miniseries.
Unexplained death still with across the same Massachusetts, AI Connecticut, yeah. Rhode Island, and Maine since March.
Yeah, really, it looks
some
like Tubi.
Found in rivers, rivers in parks, or woods. Public fear is rising, with many speculating about a possible serial killer. But police say there's no proof the cases are connected. They're investigating each one separately.
See, if you were going to be a serial killer, if you make like the killings just random, you'd probably get away with it because they don't. Oh, there's no pattern.
Is there
and
a
that, connection? That's the pattern, is like the anarchy, lack of pattern.
Have we considered, since Dexter Resurrection is coming back in July, that this is all just a promotional crazy stuff?
That would
promo.
Be some wild guerrilla marketing.
Wait, are these all serial killers and pedophiles that Dexter is just making the law right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a marketing guy sitting like, hear me out.
Hear me out. And I've already,
we got Dexter coming back.
I've got the ball rolling on this.
Just tragic coincidence. What do you think is going on in New England?
What is going on?
A series of murders right. in New England.
Stop it. I think it's a trucker.
You probably. Think it's a trucker? I mean, like, it's following certain. It's on a route.
Yeah, it's a trucker, I think. And I think there's one or two that he's dumped to try and throw him off.
That's got to stink up the cab, man. To just be. Have, like.
Throw her in the fucking back.
Yeah, but you got Pepsi back there.
They won't know.
You don't want to get all this dead body goop on all this Pepsi.
You can figure it out.
Yeah, you probably just keep it in like a bag or something.
Yeah. See,
I feel like yes.
Oh,
exactly.
That's like a truck. Yeah,
yeah. For sure.
I think it's a trucker.
It has to be. Look at the path.
And then he like kind of is like, all right, let me go drop one off in Killingly and try and keep.
I bet he's based out of like New Jersey or something.
Yeah, and he never goes to New York because you can imagine bringing around your murder truck in New York City.
By the way, this does look like the average comedian's dates.
Yeah. And also killing.
This is a series of one-nighters where you have to drive a headliner around.
Yeah, I'm going up like fucking like New Haven and Pawtucket and then Plymouth or.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
For real. If you got a car, it's like at least like $500.
Yeah, that's a decent weekend of entertaining people who rather watch sports.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Get an awful tape from your phone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That would. That's way less noble than being a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the murders happened in Killingly, and do you think there's got to be a moment where this guy's like butchering this woman? He's like,
How's it going, Killingly?
Yeah. Where are you going next? Murderville, USA? Strangleton? Oh, you're from Strangleton.
Hold on. I got a dumper in Dead Black Lady Lake.
That one's a little on the nose. All right? Jefferson should have changed the name.
That's
of
how
that
they night. Identify her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's funny.
All right. Moving on. Australian woman on trial for mushroom murder of in-laws says she was just trying to fix a bland lunch.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. Were they psychedelic? Did they trip out and kill themselves?
Maybe.
No, they were poison.
Oh. Ooh.
And I believe she's been caught doing this before. Shannon?
Yeah, okay, so this woman, first of all, she lied to her family members. She had her in-laws over for lunch, and she told them something about that she had cancer and that she was inviting them over to discuss it. And then, spoiler alert, she actually doesn't have cancer. What Why? She really wanted to talk to them about was getting weight loss surgery. So apparently she went through she got a lot of pricey ingredients, consulted friends about recipes, and then she sent her friend or her kids out to a movie. And so it was just her in-laws that were over. All four of her guests were poisoned. Three of them died. One of them is in critical condition still. She claims to have taken one small bite of it, but she didn't have the full meal, and she went on to eat half a cake and got sick from eating the half of a cake.
What a fat bitch.
That surgery's not going to do anything.
Dude, three bodies around you, your kids are going to see Mission Impossible. Yeah. And you're just sitting there eating half.
And how embarrassing
cake.
Is that? Everyone else in the house is dying of poison, and then you have to go, I ate too much cake.
I ate too much cake. My belly hurt.
It happened again.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sorry to call you guys again.
Yeah.
Dude, I know.
Cake on my face.
Yeah, quite literally. Dude, she was getting money for weight loss surgery, and then she ate half a cake.
Yeah.
Now, am I wrong in that she's done something similar, Shannon?
Yes, I remember reading that. I'm just trying to find that in the article.
This is not her first
eating half a cake.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
This is not her first like poisoning.
Ooh,
really?
But so now there's new evidence saying that she just saw those mushrooms and thought it was a way to spice up the meal.
Yeah, and she said that she thought that these were dried mushrooms that she got from an Asian market, but it's possible that they got accidentally mixed in with some ones that she foraged. Which, how does that happen?
Why are you foraging poisonous mushrooms? Like, what's the point of having them?
To kill your in-laws?
Yeah. True. That's, like, literally the only point of needing those in your house. Or you build up
What I remember, Shannon, is that she served them one meal and something else for herself.
Yeah, well, maybe the cake.
Yeah.
Okay. She also, afterwards, she disposed of the dehydrator before she had a visit from Child Protection, who were investigating her living arrangements. She also wiped her phones immediately after this happened because she was panicked during the police investigation.
How much mushroom kill mom and dad?
Yeah.
She said, I was scared of the conversation that might flow about the meal and the dehydrator. I was scared they would blame me for it, for making everyone sick. I was scared that they would remove the children.
How many calories in average cake divide by two? No, can you imagine? I don't think she set out to eat that whole half cake. I think she just got a slice and she's like, one more slice.
You know, it's what?
Like,
yeah. Yourself.
Between like the sugar rush and the rush of killing your in-laws, how could you stop?
Oh, dude.
Do you think she sat at the table?
Oh, no, dude. She had that on a plate. She was walking around.
Walking it. Dancing around.
Oh, like the Bill Cosby, the dad is great.
Yeah.
Mom-in-law's dead.
Yeah. Gonna eat some cake.
Give me some chocolate cake.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. She did it. That's a murder. That's how that works.
Nice.
Let's actually do something light. Runaway pet zebra has been captured in Tennessee.
Oh, let that guy go.
Let him free. He doesn't
deserve.
Let him
free.
In Tennessee, they must suffer in there.
Probably.
My only question is, did it talk like Chris Rock?
True. Was there a group of three penguins coming around up to no good, doing spy stuff?
Shannon, tell us about it.
I want to show you real quick the video of him being helicoptered.
That's how they should have done, like, the 11 guys who broke out of New Orleans jail. This helicopter up over, like,
oh, look at that one.
What does he think is happening right now?
He's chilling, man.
I know what he's thinking. Whee! Dude, he's never been up that high in his life. Do not hit telephone lines. That would be sad.
That's wild.
There had to be people that just saw that.
I guess it's probably like one of those situations where he probably can't return to the wild because he's lived his whole life in captivity, so it's not like...
Oh, you're saying there's not a lot of other zebras for him to hang out with in Tennessee?
Well, he's just hanging out with deer. They're all being racist to him.
He doesn't have the survival skills to live out in the wilderness.
True.
Yeah, he didn't have like a mom and dad zebra to teach him the ins and outs and the circle of life.
That's or how to make gum.
Yeah.
True, fruit tribe.
Chad, did they say anything how he escaped, what the deal was?
So it said that Ed is his name.
Oh, Mr. Ed.
Arrived in Christiana on May 30th, and then his owner reported him missing the very next day. The zebra was spotted and filmed running alongside Eastern State 24, forcing deputies to shut down the roadway, but he escaped into the wooded area. There were several sightings posted. It took them a couple weeks to find him. But they got him, and now he is. They're putting him into a zoo.
Dude, can you imagine just driving down the road? And be like, is that a fucking zebra?
That used to happen in my old neighborhood. People get bizarre animals. I was driving to school one day and saw a full camel, like walking down the street, like a full fucking camel. I'm like, hey, we're in Arizona. It's an arid climate. You could probably own a camel.
If you're gonna own a camel, that would be a good place.
Yeah,
if not. Regular camel places.
Yeah, but still, it's not as sandy. Like, they're going to be stepping on shit, but a lot of cactus to eat. They fucking love cactus. It's funny.
Do you think that zebra was just getting puss?
Oh, had to have been.
They're zonkies, right?
Yeah.
He's going to get puss when he goes to the fucking zoo. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All the stories he has, no one's going to believe him.
I flew.
Yeah.
I flew here.
I was in a sack and I flew like a god.
I escaped. I lived my life on the outside, then they flew me back here to fuck all you zebra whores.
He's going
to
be a cult leader, dude. We need to keep an eye on him. Someone locked down Zebra Sharon Tate.
What other than, you can make a Zonkey, there's a Zorse.
A Zorse?
I believe so. That's a zebra horse.
I remember there is, like,
There's ligers.
There is ligers.
And then there's,
What other hybrid animals are there, Shannon? This is a zoo. We like talking about animals.
Toonkie? It's a toucan monkey?
I don't think that's...
Nah. I'll show you. A guy in Harlem's got, like, three.
It's just a monkey with a beak?
Yeah. He hates it.
Shannon, do you have any hybrid animals?
Yeah, so on top of the liger, there is a Tigon.
Okay. Yeah.
Tigon in Zion!
It depends on like who the mother and who the father was to make it a liger or a Tigon.
Also, a grizzly polar bear hybrid.
Oh.
A wolfin.
A whale dolphin?
Yep.
Ooh. Ugh. Dolphin's getting freaky, dude, because like, there's no way a whale's on their intellect.
Yeah.
A jag lion.
Well, that's just scary.
A jerky lion. That's just a mean lion.
Yeah.
Shut up, jag lion.
I think you said Z-Donk.
I did not.
Okay, so that's
one. I said Zonkey.
Which Zonkey is a better name than Z-Donk.
A Kama, so a llama and a camel.
Mm.
A Kai wolf.
That sounds scary.
A wolf dog. Pantera hybrid?
That's a
Fuck
band.
Yeah.
that's just a band.
That's just, it says anything within the mixture of tiger, lion, jaguar, leopard, snow leopard.
Oh.
It's gotta be so cool.
Lilliger? I guess, let's see, the lilliger is the hybrid offspring of a male lion and female liger. So male lion and female liger.
Oh, yeah, now
liger.
We're just splitting hairs, though.
Yeah. They gotta get pretty bad, like, Down syndrome stuff like that. Have you ever seen animals with Down syndrome?
Oh, dude,
like
a white tiger.
Yeah.
Retarded tigers are the best.
So funny.
They look so retarded.
I think that was the first thing I showed my girlfriend when we were on like a date that really made her laugh very hard.
Because
she didn't think they were real.
I'm
retarded tigers and lions. They're everywhere. Look at that guy. Oh.
He does look friendly.
He does look very friendly. Like, you could probably pet him.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I don't know, dude. He might freak out. There's something about Mary.
He'll think you're candy really quick, dude.
Yeah, man, you don't take his earmuffs
Kenny
off.
Kenny the retarded lion.
Dude, that'd be, oh, my God.
That's just a regular retarded guy.
Yeah. Finally, representation in the animal kingdom.
That's cool.
I thought he was going to be moving in it. He's not
moving.
The
retarded tiger?
Yeah. Just an inbred retarded tiger.
What year of the Chinese New Year is retarded tiger?
Oh, you very lucky man.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen before. Year of retarded tiger.
Your tongue very wide. And your eyes very far apart. Dude, there's a super dope retarded... No, I'll say Down syndrome because I put respect on this man's name. But Strong and Able on Instagram... just sinks threes. That's all he does.
Shannon?
Any point on the court, you just sit there and he just tosses a ball, overhands it three all the time.
That's cool.
No misses.
I mean, I guess if you got one, there's no reason you can't be just shooting for excellence.
I mean, he's got to be just nailing something down. Because that's how like a lot of like autistic guys are. They're just being like, I can point to north wherever I am. And shit, people just nail shit down. So
I thought you meant like the way they get a bear to ride a bicycle, like you nail them to it.
Oh yeah. No, definitely. You just nail their hands to a Rubik's cube and wait till he figures it out.
What was the Instagram again?
I think it's Strong and Able.
And Able or
Strong
and Able?
Strong and Able. Let me look it up real quick.
Enable.
Because this guy comes up in my feed often, and I love him very much. I think I just, Strong and Able. There he is. There's my guy right there, dude. Tyler. Tyler fucking nails every shot he gets.
Oh, he got to go to Disneyland?
Yeah, dude. That's where they live.
Yeah, let's see him nail some shots.
Just plotting. Doesn't even matter. Try and block him? You can't, dude. I think he's wearing a Sam Hyde shirt.
What?
I think he's wearing Sam Hyde's face.
No, he's wearing his own face.
Oh yeah, look at dude. That. He's got his own swag on? That's so cool.
This kid rules.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's backing some Asian?
They are friends. They did specify
Let's say that. Hell yeah, dude.
Friendship, friends.
By the way, go to the one before that. Dude, that's cold. He's not even looking at her.
Yeah,
I don't think he can.
He's got his fucking putter up like a pimp cane.
Yeah, dude, this guy rules. Good for him. Look at him.
I know.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, motherfucking D-O-double-G. D-O-double chromosome.
That's exactly what I was going to do. God damn it.
Oh, hanging out with Hooters ladies.
Damn. More of those, like, born in, like, 2003 honeys. Actually, probably 2006.
Is he in this?
I don't know.
I think he's just, hey, this is my style.
Yeah, he's like, nah, this is what we at.
This one goes on the main.
Can't block him. Are you kidding me? He's stepping in over the 3-point, over the half court line.
That's damn wild. Faking me out, huh? Good for this guy.
I could do that.
Every time. Can you do it every time?
Every time.
Dude, and also just post Hooters girls on your page?
Yeah. I choose not to for Bo.
Yeah.
There's a Down syndrome guy that always posts him meeting wrestlers. And really, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
But then it's also him like getting 12 packs of beer at the store. I mean, you can't have both.
He's doing the
you
Lord's
don't get
work.
You don't get to like do little kid make a wish, I'm retarded stuff.
And then live.
And then, like, go get some brews
yeah
with your boys. Like, you got to pick one, right?
Nah. Some of them can just
if you,
live
if
the
you're,
life.
If you're an athlete or a famous person, and they're like, hey, we want you to meet this special needs kid. You're like, yeah. And he's like, is he drunk?
Could you tell, though?
He's very eloquent.
Yeah. No, yeah. What if it fixes him? It is 12 natty ices deep, and he's like, sir, I would like another.
No, he's just fuck, dude, that he, it makes me wonder, like, is he pulling one on us?
Maybe.
So it's like, he's got the face.
The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing everyone he wasn't retarded.
Yeah.
I feel like if you got the face, you got the face.
Yeah.
But still, like, there's levels. And if you can have a few beers with the boys... Yeah. I don't know if you need to be meeting Seth Rollins.
Dude, that's the best move of all time because you're never driving. No one's ever like, hey, who's going to drive home from the bar? You're like, well, it's obviously not Eddie.
Yeah.
Because first off, he's loaded and also just ate.
Second of all, we're going to put him on the roof like Teen Wolf.
Yeah. You know, after 12 brews, he only puts his head out the sunroof and that's how we drive around.
Oh, no, he puts his head out the side with his tongue out.
Yeah. Aw, it's so cute. He licked a stop sign.
All right. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Guys, they have free shipping on every order, with almost every order coming within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They come in the Bovita Humidity Pack that's included with every purchase, and they have the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. Guys, having cigars in the house, it's the same as having a nice bottle of wine or something else, nice cheese, something to offer people that lets them know you are one classy individual. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now with tariffs and stuff like that, but Small Batch is making your dollar stretch even further with their current offer, because one of them has a free cigar that essentially makes their code worth 21% off. And there's always free shipping, plus 5% rewards points that never expire. From now until June the 15th, every order over $150 that uses the code GAS10 will receive a free cigar with at least a $16 value. No matter how much you order, you're going to get 10% off, free shipping, and 5% rewards points to spend at the time of your choosing. So, do me a big favor. A lot of people go to the website, they click the new button first to shop their newest arrivals, and it's discount code GAS10 for 10% off plus 5% rewards points immediately with our good friends at smallbatchcigar.com. Let's get back into the show.
What do we got here?
Whoa, what the hell?
He's getting laced up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No, actually, no, he's clipping his toenails.
Oh, whatever. God, just my bitch taking care of me.
I got an in-house Asian bitch who'd come do my toes.
I shoot tweez,
yeah.
And I get my toes quipped.
Yeah.
All right. Dakota Johnson, I went ape shit on my friend's ex. Literally. Tell us about it, Shannon.
So
She mailed a gallon of gorilla poop to her friend's ex. She talks about it a little bit in this article. I don't know if you care, but they did.
Sure.
Like, okay. it's a little bit long.
That's right. We'll get through it.
Okay. Let's see. They're lie detecting her.
Oh, so this was on Skags?
Called Hollywood royalty.
Oh, she got some work done.
A good royal?
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah.
Is that why you named your production company Tea Time Pictures?
No.
Why did you name it Tea Time Pictures?
Because maybe a little bit. Yeah. I didn't start the company, though. I just
like, were you happy that Ellen's career was ruined because you called her out for being a bitch?
Place one of your love interests in materialists.
Mm-hmm.
Is he more of a zaddy than this love interest?
A what?
Zaddy. Zaddy.
Z-A-D-D-Y?
Yeah,
what does that
bitch.
Mean?
Where's the gorilla shit?
Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah?
Once had a band called Folky Porn.
Yeah.
And this is more interesting than Madam Web, I will say that.
This is much better, yes.
Yeah.
Is it true that you met Riley in the parking lot of an In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's true.
Who the fuck is
that
Riley?
A common meeting place for Hollywood?
Sorry, I feel like we're never going to find it. I can skim past it in the meantime.
All right, yeah.
But
I'm not gonna...
I did find the website that she went to.
Let's see what kind of shit we can see.
Yeah, what can we see?
Oh, my God.
There's got to be like different kind of primates.
I want to send that prices. Retarded guy shit because it doesn't stink.
Mm. Yeah. Very, dude, I got sent dog shit once after a girl and I broke up. But the thing is...
Was it like in a box or was it from a service?
It was in a box. It was from Amazon. And the thing is, you can just... Someone bought it. It was like, oh, let's send it to him as a gift. So it's like nicely wrapped. But what you don't know is you can send them a thank you letter and it just says the first name of the person who sent it to you. So immediately it showed me her best friend's name. And then I sent a photo of it. I'm like, yo, I didn't even open this. I'm like, you had no effect on me. I don't know why you wasted your money, but it's now in the trash.
Ooh, poop senders.
Poop senders. All right.
Much like crank anchors.
Elephant poop, cow dung. So was this real or is this an ad for this company? The combo pack.
Oh, you can get a combo platter?
Yeah. Poop platter.
Oh, ooh, a little surf and turf.
Yeah. You get a little bit of everything.
Elephant, gorilla, I mean...
Is it, like, fresh or is it, like, freeze-dried?
No, they can't send it fresh, dude. Are you kidding me? It'd seep through the fucking
bag. In, like,
a
fucking seal-proof bag, so you have to, like, what the hell is this?
Space vac and shit across the country? That's kind of...
Testimonials.
Sure.
Delicious.
Oh, Phoenix, Arizona, this might be me.
Yeah, read that one, Shan, but put on the sexy music.
I don't think this is real.
I don't think they are either. This is like a WordPress.
I was passed over for a promotion at work about a month ago for a young single girl with half my experience by a boss half my age. He's the know-it-all type. She's a big flirt. This has been bothering me ever since it happened. Once I found your site, I wasted no time in ordering the biggest pile of shit I could get. I was so satisfied to see him open that overnight envelope in view of about 6 other employees. That big bag of cow shit hit his desk. Everyone that saw it got a big giggle at his expense while his face turned red. Thanks, poop senders. You're right. Revenge is sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know that it's real.
It's like, yeah, it sounds like an everybody clapped type scenario.
I mean, it just seems, I bet it's like a manure site, right?
Probably.
And they just have...
Like under legal.
I'm sure there's a place that just has gorillas. They're like, hey, I guess you want to buy our shit.
This is a guy who works at the zoo.
But that might even like upset the delicate balance of nature to release that foreign shit on American soil. True. Like American soil is.
You're assuming these are out of country gorillas.
Yeah, foreign fucking gorillas.
No, I bet they're in America.
The Native American gorillas.
The shipping would be too much. They're zoo gorillas. They're from here.
They got to be zoo gorillas.
Born and raised.
And there's got to be some weirdo lining his pockets with cow or zebra shit. So he, can
he wears like Jenkos to work every day.
Yeah, he's got a skateboard down one leg.
Yeah, he's got a PS. He's got an N64 in the back pocket.
Yeah,
no. And he just fills his Jenkos with duty.
Yeah, just gorilla shit up to his knees. that's got to be.
In the frequently asked questions, it says, "Is it real poop?" And it says, "Only the mad scientist that packs this stuff in the back room knows for sure, and he wouldn't tell us. But we do know this: it smells really bad. He is mixing up shit, and he does visit the local dairy farm and zoo about twice a week. We also don't want the delivery company to actually know what kind of shit they're delivering. We're going to show you it looks nasty and really stinks. It will get the point across to your intended victim."
So it's not real
shit. It's or it is. It's just manure.
It's probably like something like that, or like something like where it's like a loophole where it can be shipped because it's probably like a biohazard to ship actual shit. But if it's marketed as like, yeah, like a fertilizer or, you know, like synthetic something or another.
Yeah, people order like food service. Like if you got Factor meals, like prepackaged meals, and it's right next to the like package of prank elephant shit, I would be pretty pissed. I'm like, I don't want those things even in the same room.
Right.
But I would have said Liger shit. I would have said Liger shit. I would have said retarded tiger shit.
Yeah. Lego pieces in it.
Yeah. Bits of paint.
Yeah.
Army men.
Yeah. Just a Lego sword is in there. I can imagine. Like,
I feel like you could almost, depending on the Muslimness of the person, if you sent them enough fertilizer, you could probably get them on a list.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Instead of like Dakota Johnson just being like, yeah, so we went and shipped him pipe bomb stuff. Yeah. And, you know, I went on a VPN.
It's just women are so stitches. So our kid is Cadillac.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking send you all the ingredients to make a pipe bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I remote downloaded 3 terabytes of child pornography onto your work computer.
Women write cheater on your fucking truck.
Yeah.
Men will get you swatted.
Yeah. Guys will make sure you can't run for public office anymore. Yeah. I can't imagine just being like, oh my God, we poured paint all over his car. Just being like, I planted 3 kilos of fentanyl in the backseat of your truck. Yeah. It's like, have fun in Tijuana. Yeah.
I gave your son Brock a piece of the plant that he's alert that's going to kill him.
We're just quoting fucking Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a good revenge.
That was an awesome revenge.
Oh, the ricin? It was crazy. Yeah.
All right. Average penis size has increased, and Ozempic could be to blame. I hate this story.
Burn the world down.
I hate every part of this story. Shannon, tell us about it.
Please say, please say 3.5 inches.
Sorry. So it says the average penis has grown nearly 10%. This is the UK, though.
Have you told my penis?
From 5.17 inches to 5.63 inches between 2022 and 2024. And so...
Could that also be an influx of immigrants?
That is true. That is true.
All the refugees.
All those goddamn immigrants.
Yeah, refugee cock.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop messing up our fucking metrics here.
The refugee unit.
Yeah, it's got a machete, too.
It also says that Venezuelan men increased a massive increase. Wait, this can't be real. I'm just going to read it. The data also revealed that Venezuelan men experienced a massive increase from 1.42 inches to 6.67 inches within those 2 years.
They must have been measuring, like, they must have changed their way of measuring dick.
That's crazy.
They must have measured it soft before, and then the second one was like, okay, now I'm going to do it hard.
Yeah,
there's no way a fucking cock can grow like 5 inches naturally in that time span. It's not.
It also does say that overall, according to World Journal of Men's Health, the average size of guys' penises in the past 30 years has grown 24%. So they're saying that could be in relation to like pesticides, stuff in the food, whatever. But the past 2 years is where it's really gone.
Bitches are size queens.
Yeah, men are just lying about the size of their... Like, I measure it from the edge of my asshole to the tip of my dick and back.
I usually go from the hairline on the back of my head.
Around the back, up the ass crack.
Yeah, use it as just mummify myself with tape.
I just take the length of my leg and divide by 2
yeah.
for the size of my dick.
No, I can't. I mean... It's funny for Venezuela to be like, oh, we were measuring wrong. It's actually 6 inches. And then you go to like China, they're like, us too.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, China. We're bad at math.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one we fucked up on. We fired that guy.
Yeah. Shannon, did we ever order the clit pump?
Yes, it was ordered. I don't know if it was.
Oh, happy birthday.
Karen's not here, but if you want, I can go skim next door real quick and see if it's here.
I mean,
but it was ordered last week.
Yeah.
Let me text her.
Give it a whirl. I mean, it's your birthday.
Hold on, let me go look. I'll be right back.
We're not Howard Stern. We don't have a Sibian for you. But
we've discussed it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, it shows. They're like $1,500. I think a low end one.
That's a nice tax write off.
Yeah, it's a business expense.
Yeah.
No, what I think it would be funny to do the old Stern Sibian bit, but dude, comics.
Damn. Yeah.
Because like you can just sit on, like, you don't have to put the dildo up your butt.
Oh, you have to though.
When like WWE chicks would do it, they would just sit on the thing without the because there's a dick attachment. but you can just sit on it.
Do they ever use the dick attachment in studio?
Yeah, porn stars would do it.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's wild.
But I think we should just have guy comedians have to answer trivia and be funny.
Oh, that should be your Kill Tony 1 minute set.
Yeah.
You should have to sit on a civvian the entire time.
Phil Tony.
Yeah, yeah. So I bet someone has.
Karen isn't here, but so somebody has to get pick it up from the post office.
We'll
but
do it another day.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Ralph said he'll go get it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush. Tell him no rush whatsoever.
That's so crazy.
Karen, are you gonna give it a whirl?
No, it wasn't the. Oh, right. The thing I'm thinking of was the cramp machine thing that you said I would be able to put onto you.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I don't think so.
No, you don't want to get a rockin' clit.
No,
I bet we can.
You don't want to take clit pick. It's your birthday.
500 psi. Literally.
That's what so it's we bought a pump. It's the pump we bought, right?
Yeah, and it does nipples and clitoris.
So it's a pump. Oh, I mean, we got to pump my nipple.
Yeah, that'll be
does
fun.
Does it work on men? I'm sure it works
it
on
to.
Men, right?
I mean, yeah.
We have nipples.
I have nipples. You build me, Greg.
Yeah. I mean, let's bring
but it's
this.
It's a clit pump, so you can get that fucking, get some blood in that
yeah,
thing.
There you go.
Yeah, bring it back to the deodorant.
Come on, Shannon, you don't want to get engorged?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to be inflamed?
You could just walk in with a fat clit and start slapping people with it.
Oh my god, that's gotta be so nasty.
Lewis would be so mad he left the show. Now you're running around with your big gorilla clit. Shannon's just a monster. Shannon's just sexually harassing. Shannon's just bending dudes over and clitting them up the butt.
Yeah, using it to put stamps on stuff.
Wapow!
Just sealing envelopes with it.
All right, well, we'll keep it updated. All right, let's end on. Oh, you know what? Oh, look at this. So you guys hear about the enhanced games?
I have heard about this.
Oh, so for Switch 2?
No. So it's essentially...
It's silly.
No. But hey, it could be.
Yeah.
I just did download Switch Sports and
there you go.
Pretty goddamn good.
Fuck yeah.
I missed my Frisbee.
Mm.
That was the solid... Frisbee and baseball I miss a lot, but still fun. So they're doing basically an Olympics type thing, but no drug testing.
Nice.
Or if a doctor puts you on, you don't get disqualified for shit if a doctor's got you on it.
Okay.
So essentially, it's going to be the how far can we go with this?
Oh, that's wild.
And we have some before and after pictures of the athletes who are going to be competing.
They're
going to
look they won't look anything remotely human.
So Shannon, let's check it out when we got a moment.
Skulls. Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Enhanced games.
Fuck the body God gave you. Let's put stuff in it.
The thing is, he's jacked there.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine
is
being
that
like,
better or worse for swimming, though?
That I mean, it's true. Because like, look at Michael Phelps. Like,
I mean, the guy's got fucking wings. Like, it's crazy. Like, his back just...
That's, he looks like a manta ray.
That's what he's going for.
It's just... It's crazy to have, like, that body, but then by athletic standards, like, not fucking enough. And he has to. That's correct, but that's like he looks like a fucking bodybuilder in the second one. That's
he's
wild.
Fucking his the that under what is that your lats?
Like yeah, like the fucking damn. Maybe I should get on the enhanced games. That'd be fucking great. I just don't fucking exercise though. I just take the steroids.
Yep.
Special enhanced.
Just
games.
Go like straight Jabba the Hutt by the
yeah.
End.
Just have back like, knee and lose like, your
now
hair.
Now you're just completely bald. You have a skullet. Paul Heyman's haircut.
Yeah. I got like a skullet, dude.
You have a skullet and a big hard belly.
Yeah, your heart's three sizes too big. Yeah.
My arms are just like all tiny. My legs are shriveled. Yeah.
I have tiny balls, a big stomach, and no hair.
Yeah, like my intestines are completely swollen.
Yeah, it's like, what are you here for? You're like, I'm commentating.
Yeah.
Shannon, is there any more? It was just that guy.
It was just that one, but I also did see that on the Enhanced Games Twitter, it said that the first world record has been broken so far, and the first $1 million check has been awarded, and it was to the fastest swimmer in history, Christian, can't pronounce the last name. It's the 50-meter freestyle world record in 20.89 seconds.
Damn.
And I have a little bit of them swimming.
And is it still a world record even though they're saying they're on?
I guess I don't know about that
It's probably like a special one. Like it's going to be like its own category of like enhanced this and that. Well, the combat sports will be fucking cool.
No, there's no...
Oh, really?
It's only single stuff.
Oh, fuck that. What's the point?
Oh yeah, that's
essentially what I look like.
Yeah. That's Joe popping up out of the water.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Just
like, yeah. Pretty much me.
Popping out of the... It's the same thing. Why is he wasting his time?
You go to fucking 92nd Street Y, I'm crushing laps.
I feel like this is the natural response to trans athletes.
Yeah.
Where, like, you guys can pump yourself up with whatever. Mm. Okay. Game on. Yeah. Because if it's all doctor prescribed, I don't see the big deal.
Powerlifting. Are they going to do powerlifting type shit? That's probably going to be That's going to be wild.
Yeah,
though.
Those guys just turn into one big muscle.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, like, even, like, the natural, if you want to call it that, like, they're, like, pulling, like, fucking trucks and buses and shit. Yeah. So.
Have you ever seen the, Shannon, could you look up Mark Henry's record breaking lift? It's a single barbell on the ground. He does it in a hotel conference room.
It is
the craziest lift.
Yeah.
You got to see this. And he makes no. By the way, massive man.
Yeah.
In person. But still, this doesn't make sense. Shannon, can you show it to him?
Is this it, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no one ever in history, I think, could do this.
Approximately 2.5 inches in diameter.
Jesus Christ.
So it's a imagine making him mad. The weight of
it. He would just pick you over your head and rip you in half.
It makes it very, very hard to lift.
He's not even wearing, like, lifting shoes. He's wearing, like...
He's wearing Timberlands.
Yeah.
And he's wearing, like, heavy denim jeans.
I'll do it within a year. You got a lot of world records in you. A lot of things that nobody's ever
big,
done.
Scary bed.
It's wild.
I understand tonight's going to be the second attempt.
Tonight will be the second one. It's a challenge.
One arm, 140 pounds.
That's insane.
Who even got that there?
Yeah, what the fuck? Imagine
they probably had to have like a fucking moving crew come in.
How heavy your luggage is?
This is the one I'm thinking of. Thank you, Shannon.
Just drops it in those two old white guys' laps afterwards.
Yeah, like, you know what a pain in the ass that was to get there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is a little get outy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, look at this fine specimen today.
All right, now the bidding starts at $140,000.
Yeah. The strongest one we've ever made.
Yeah. It does seem very exploitative.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's just a hotel conference room full of them. It's where we would perform.
Yeah.
Except there were people there.
He's like, people actually showed up.
That was well attended.
Yeah, they were cheering. Yeah. They were happy to be there.
Yeah, no one regretted their decision.
Yeah, nobody feels tricked.
Wait, this isn't a Narcotics Anonymous meeting? What's going on?
Dude, somebody reposted maybe the funniest fucking sitcom clip of our childhood or like adolescence when Norm thinks he's going to AA. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, in the Norm McDonald show where he's like going off about that. Yeah, and then
Do you know the reveal?
No, I don't know this.
Chad, can you look up Norm McDonald AA meeting sitcom? It is such a funny and the fact that this was like
it was on ABC.
On AB fucking apparently when they pitched the Norm show, he wanted to be a recurring character and not the star of the show.
That's so
he wanted
funny.
It to be about everyone but him, which is very funny.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's great.
But if Chad, you could look it up. It's this is such a fun. It would be a fun thing to end on today.
Does this look like it? It's it.
Yes.
Okay.
And to understand how your actions affect the people around you. Oh, I see we have someone new joining us this week. Would you like to start first?
Well, I just want to say that I used to think that I was better than you people, you know, and then. Something happened to me recently where I realized that I have a problem because something I did really hurt my brother. So I just want to say that I have an addiction too, and I need help.
Hi, my name is Tony, and I haven't had sex with a dead person in over 2 weeks.
Wait a minute. This is a Gamblers Anonymous. It must be down the hall. I just want to say something. Remember earlier when I said I wasn't better than you people? I am. I'm better than you people. And I'm going to leave, all right? And if I should happen to die on the hallway, just stay the hell away from me.
Fuck, it's so fucking funny. What a fucking legend. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Happy birthday again, Shannon, the best in the business, and a really great friend to everybody here at Gas. And we're all really lucky to have you. We love you very much, sweetheart.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you this Wednesday, and then another Friday exclusive episode here on Gas Digital. This is the Morning Zoo saying bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's